الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم once again on this beautiful and pleasant morning ثم الحمد لله we send peace and blessings upon نبي كريم رؤوف الرحيم صلى الله عليه وسلم who is resting beneath the beautiful and illuminous dome in مدينة المنورة we send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions عليه مرضوان الحمد لله yes dear viewers so we will also make dua that Allah عز وجل changes our condition and accepts our lawful wishes. Subhanallah, a beautiful narration rather dear viewers of Madani channel with regards to the virtues and blessings of sending and reciting durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to mind when the author of Abe Kawthar has mentioned a beautiful spiritually boosting and uplifting parable with regard to a great saint in Islam. Aap likhte hain, aap farmate hain ki this personality, he left his country and town and traveled all the way to Madinatul Munawwara. Finally, when he reached there after some time, his zad-e-safar, to say his expenses finished, it had come to an end, due to which he had no financial means to sustain himself in Madinatul Munawwara. However, he presents himself in the court of Rasul-i Akram, Noor-e-Mujassam, Shah-e-Bani Adam, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he earnestly made dua in the court of Allah azza wa jalla and his beloved habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thus day after he began to recite durood e pak and as he recites durood e pak he says ya rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I am your guest and you are my host O the prophet of Allah azza wa jalla after saying this as he recited durood e pak his eyes closed for a moment as he dozed off His fortune had smiled at him for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had blessed him with his vision. Allahu Akbar, in the dream the Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla given him food to eat, dear viewers of Madani channel, given him a roti to eat in the dream. And the author has written and said that half roti was fed to him in the dream and when he opened his eye, he had seen the other half in his hand. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is only through the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood e Pak. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given this ability and power to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he listens to the faryad, to the wishes and du'as of his followers. Leave alone and let alone those who can ask or those who know how to ask. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is bestowing blessings and bounties upon even those who cannot ask. Allahu Akbar. Even if the thought comes to the mind and the heart, and he supplicates from the depths of his heart in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your call will be answered, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. وَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْكَ يَا سَيَّدِي يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, now we are going to be listening to a beautiful kalam as this is what we do every morning, Alhamdulillah, and thereafter we will have a beautiful discussion on the subject and topic of smiling. Yes, we are going to be speaking about the rejuvenating smile of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the benefits of smiling. What can a smile do, dear viewers? Please stay with us till the end of today's episode and program. Until then, recite durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
Oh my master, descend peace and blessings countlessly, eternally, upon your beloved, the best of creation.
Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini. Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini wal Fari. Qaini min Urubin wa min Ajami.
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
محمد is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
And even both groups, Arabs and Ajam.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
For in every sudden calamity,
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمامي
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ حادثات عام میں ہیں آپ میری تکیہ گاہ آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
O most
most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge in other than you when universal calamities descend.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim.
Fa inna min جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم.
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم. بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم. آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم. آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace. So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace.
And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بِكَ خَيْرِ الْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ. مَوْلَايَ صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أَبَدًا عَلَى حَبِيبِكَ خَيْرِ الْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ.
يَا رَبِّ بِالْمُصْطَفَى بَلِّغْ مَقَاصِدَنَا. يَا رَبِّ بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ. اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ. پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ. آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
O my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes. O my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes.
And forgive us for what has passed. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله. Let's go through some astonishing medical benefits of smiling. مسکرانے کے حوالے سے کچھ میڈیکل بینیفٹس بھی ہم دیکھ لیتے ہیں کہ واٹ آر دی میڈیکل بینیفٹس آف اٹ. سو اٹ ہیز بین مینشن دیٹ ہوایور از ناٹ یوز ٹو اسمائلنگ ہز فیس اپیئرز ایموشن لیس اینڈ کول ٹو ادرز اینڈ اٹ از نیچرل وین ای پرسن ڈزنٹ اسمائل وی تھنک اور وی فیل لائک دیٹ. فردر مور دی ویورز, اللہ عز و جل کریٹڈ دی امیون سسٹم ودن ہیومنز ٹو بیٹل ایلنس, ویریس ٹائپس آف ایلنسز, اینڈ اسمائلنگ اسٹرینتھنز دی امیون سسٹم. These are just some facts about smiling. Smiling plays a huge role in relieving tension, stress, and has a great effect in relieving issues related to the blood pressure as well. When a person smiles, endorphin hormones are released in the body, which work as natural painkillers for a person. Just some medical benefits, and now you would understand today, aaj ki jo science hai, the science of today and the technology of today and the research done today, have found out these medical benefits. Yes, let's go through them, inshallah. And then you would realize why 1,400 years ago, plus minus, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught his sahaba and companions to smile. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, according to a research, smiling can make the human mind more active and blissful than 2,000 chocolate bars. Yani wo meetha, it is something which is sweet. But it has been said that smiling could be more active and blissful to a person than those 2,000 chocolate bars. The most significant fact is that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would smile, dear viewers of Madani Channel, proven from many other ahadith of our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, I did not see anyone who smiled more than the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jarir radiallahu anhu, he has said, since I accepted Islam, the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla never ever stopped me from meeting him. And whenever he looked at me, he did so with a smile. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is the tabassum and the smile of the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and understanding of these benefits, dear viewers. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Indeed, smiling is a very beautiful act, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Smiling while speaking and meeting with others eases the task of calling towards righteousness and can lead to astonishing outcomes that you never even imagined. Just try and smile when you meet people with this cheerfulness, with a happy and good heart. Even the smallest of your smiles may win over someone's heart and bring about a positive change in their sinful life, dear viewers. On the other hand, if you meet someone who meets people in a very rude and abrupt manner, show no attention to them, look here and there when they are shaking hands or talking and communicating, Allahu Akbar, it could break their hearts and lead them down a path of misguidance as well. It's possible he would never ever want to be your friend again, because the first impression is the everlasting one. Therefore, whenever you meet someone or speak with someone, try to smile as much as you can. If you have the habit of meeting others in a rude and inattentive manner, dear viewers, then meet him warmly and cheerfully. Allahu Akbar. Reinforce this habit of smiling. We can appoint someone to maybe watch us and tell us, maybe from someone from your family, maybe your children, maybe your friends and relatives. Appoint them to tell you how much you smile and practice this. I have given you the scientific benefits which today, the science of today has researched. Let me tell you, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Fazil-e Bareilvi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had spoken about the smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As there are so many narrations with regards to this. I mean, Umme Darda radiallahu an, she says to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu an, why do you smile so much? And he says, Allahu Akbar, I saw that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak while smiling. Thus, I just follow him. I do this because I seen this action in the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat says very beautifully, jis ki tasqi se rote huve has pade, jis ki tasqi se rote huve has pade, us tabassum ki aadat pe laakhon salam, us tabassum ki aadat pe laakhon salam. Hi, hi, hi. Look at the tarjama and the translation. Jiski taskeen se rote huwe has pade, he who comforted the tearful and brought them laughter. Us tabassum ki aadat pe laakhon salam, thousands of salam upon his practice of smiling. کیا بات ہے مدینے کی, اللہ اکبر. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, indeed the collection of poems written by Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala is known as Hadaiq Bakhshish, and the famous poem this couplet is taken from is known as Salam Raza Mustafa Jaan Rahmat Pe Lakho Salam Shamae Bazm Mein Hidayat Pe Lakho Salam. Sari duniya mein is salam ko padha jata hai, subhanallah. But furthermore, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, focus on the first misra, on the first line of this couplet, jiski taski se rote hue has pade. Allah Akbar. We will focus on this final word and how this beautifully details the profound love Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala had for the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and highlights the unmatched level of mastery in the Urdu language as well. Together with this, focus on the knowledge and science he has in this field of poetry, dear viewers. However, the great Imam used the word پڑھیں, جس کی تسکی سے روتے ہوئے ہنس پڑھیں. اللہ اکبر. اینڈ یہاں ہنس پڑھیں, ہی نبس ہے ہنس پڑھے. اللہ اکبر. ہنس پڑھیں سگنیفائنگ ہاؤ دا فائنل پروفیسر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وڈ کنسسٹنٹلی برنگ جوئے اینڈ ہیپینس ٹو ادرز, ناٹ جسٹ ونس, بٹ اٹ واز این ایکٹ دیٹ واز کنسسٹنٹ, جس کی تسکی سے روتے ہوئے ہنس پڑھیں. اللہ اکبر. They would smile and their hearts would be rejuvenated once they would see the smile of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how this was an enduring quality from amongst the endless list of beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This couplet now takes on a new quality, and this is through the great Imam, through his teaching, subhanallah. He says, in his apparent lifetime, or in the apparent lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Akbar, he صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم comforted the saddened hearts of his ummah. Even now, آج بھی سرکاری دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اپنے امتیوں کے خواب میں تشریف لاتے ہیں. ہائے ہائے ہائے, کبھی خواب میں تشریف لا رہے ہیں. He comes into the dreams of his servants, sometimes in the graves of his servants, or in their graves, whenever he wills. However, Allah Azzawajalla has made this possible, at one time in the grave, or at the grave of every following ummati, it is very impossible for Allah Azza wa Jalla to bestow this amount of power and ability to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has granted him this ikhtiyar, has granted him this power. So even now, he comes into the dreams of his followers, he appears in their graves, and people attain peace and happiness whenever he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does so. This couplet indicates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will comfort and give his ummah reassurance on the day of judgment, saving them from the hardships of the day of qiyamah. Jis ki taski se rote huye has pade, us tabassum ki aadat pe rakho salam. Ummati is taken to the hellfire, and here the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam saves him and then changes the direction from the hellfire to Jannah, caused that aggrieved face of this follower who was flood of the tears, blood of tears, to then smile instantly just by the help of Mustafa. He helps his ummatis through his smile, through his appearance. Allahu Akbar. The second verse of this couplet means, may thousands of salam be upon his beautiful habit of granting peace and comfort to others by his smile. Upon this couplet, Mulana, many other scholars have also written tazmeen and added more couplets to it, subhanallah. But dear viewers of Madini Channel, subhanallah, this is indeed the smile of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that companions would just follow, and there was no reasons asked. If anyone asked that companion, why do you smile? No one said anything, or you never heard anything. He would reply and say, it is not the matter of hearing or listening or seeing to something. It is just that I remember that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this place had smiled at once. Thus I had copied his sunnah. Allahu Akbar. This is how much they would love to follow the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And trust me, dear viewers, you would find this quality in His Eminence Amir Ahl-Sunnah Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya. In fact, people had asked him, Ya Sayyidi, how do you smile for hours like that? Allahu Akbar. And he expressed his niyyah, intention, and he says, well, how should I not do so when this is the sunnah of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Number two, people come to meet me and they stand for hours in the queue and line. Sometimes 3-4 hours people could be standing just to meet with His Eminence. And it could be possible that the last person in the queue took almost 2-3 hours to reach Him. And all those people standing in the line would meet Amir al-Sunnat in the same manner just as the last person would meet Him. But they with a beautiful, pleasant smile on the face. As he would tap the back, make dua, plus make dham. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, there are so many blessings. If only we could understand the blessings of the Sayyidina Nufay A'ma states, radiyallahu an, I once met Sayyidina Bara bin Azib, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuna. Bara bin Azib, radiyallahu an, of course, needs no introduction, a great companion of Rasulullah. He shook hands with me and began to smile. Who is saying this? Hazrat Sayyidina Nufay A'ma. Radiyallahu anhu says, when he says, I met with Sayyidina Bara bin Asib and shook hands with him and he began to smile. After doing so, he asked, do you know why I did this? Bara bin Asib is asking him, do you know why I have smiled? I said, no, please tell me, why did you smile? So he said, the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla once honored me through meeting me. He blessed me with his presence. And he did the same. He shook hands with me in this way and he even smiled at me. And then he then asked me, do you know why I did this? I replied, Ya Rasulullah Sallam, I don't know. Rasulullah Sallam then said to me, when two Muslims meet and greet each another, I and smile for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And before they depart from one another, Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives their sins. Allahu Akbar, their sins are pardoned. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. وَسَلَّمْ عَلَيْكَ يَا سَيَّدِي يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ. In the blessed hadith that we have just heard, dear viewers of Madini Channel, the word for the sake of Allah Almighty clearly points towards a good intention. So shaking hands with a Muslim and smiling whilst conversing with him will only result in reward and forgiveness in the hereafter. And if one has the intention of attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, surely he will, dear viewers, because it is only for his sake we should do this. If a person shakes hands with and smiles just to show that he is friendly, or to please a wealthy political personality in order to gain some sort of benefit from them, to foster friendship with which benefits a person personally, for example, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, this is not the intention we should have in our hearts. This is not what we should do when we meet and greet people. If I wouldn't meet him, then he'll say, look, he did not meet me. If I did not shake his hands, then the public will talk. People would say, Allahu Akbar. So, shaking and touching hands with those with whom you're supposed to, with whom Shari'at, Islam has allowed you to touch. Those people who are haram to touch, of course, we are not speaking about them, dear viewers of Madini Channel. We are speaking about your friends with whom you can shake hands. You should meet your parents every day. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive our sins, dear viewers of Madini Channel. People who meet and greet each other, or mulaqat karte waqt, hasi maza karte hain. Laughters, they break into laughters. Their laughters could be heard for many meters away. In the neighborhood, their laughters are heard, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Mulaqat kare to, mulaqat ke waqt, musafi'i ke waqt, ya mu'anqi ke waqt, aap durud-e-paak padhein. Recite durud-e-paak upon the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as you recite durud, then smile. Form the habit today is Jumu'ah. Smiling is charity as well. It's declared as charity. You could be giving charity as you walk in the streets. Wherever you walk, dear viewers, keep a smile and meet people with cheerfulness and blissfulness, dear viewers. Laughing out aloud is not appropriate, as this is against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many people have this habit of laughing, just laughing. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, al-qahqahatu min ash-shaytan wa-tabassum min Allah. That laughing, meaning laughing out loud, is from shaitan, and smiling is from Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. Qahqaha means to laugh audibly. Shaitan likes this and dominates such a person who laughs out like that. Smiling is to laugh in a small amount without making a sound. That is to say, you smile without a sound, and if the sound comes out, a person hears it himself. But tabassum is the habit of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he would always have a smile. Smiling is a good thing, whereas laughing is bad. Smiling is a beautiful habit of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So smile whenever you meet any person, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allahu Akbar. Remember, although laughing out loud is from shaitan, something disliked and not from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam. It is from shaitan, it is disliked, but and though it is not a sunnah, but it is also not a sin. If you happen to see a scholar or a pious person laughing in this way, so do not begin to harbor ill feeling toward them in your heart, thinking that he's an alim or he's a mufti sahab, and how could he laugh with sound? One shouldn't think or assume this about that alim al deen, about that scholar of Islam. For it is not a sin, but it is also not from amongst the sunnah of Rasulullah. It hardens the heart. People who laugh out loud, the nuraniyat and the nur and the light of the faith also disappears. It changes the heart, it hardens the heart. It makes the heart dead. A person who consistently laughs all the time, for every small thing he laughs, he advises would never enter his heart. It's very hard for him to accept advices. Allahu Akbar. So whenever you see anyone smile, let's recite this dua, inshallah. What dua should you recite? In Sahih al-Bukhari, it has been mentioned that whenever you see someone smiling, recite this dua. أَضْحَكَ اللَّهُ سِنَّكَ. May Allah Azza wa Jalla keep you smiling. Allahu Akbar. So inshallah Azza wa Jalla, whenever you want to correct a person, begin and start so with a smile. You can never aggressively rectify and correct a person. It never works, dear viewers. Shafqat, muhabbat, love is the way forward. Inshallah, we have a beautiful Madani pearl, inshallah, to listen. Let's listen to this and we will return just after this Madani pearl. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When Makkah Mukarrama was conquered, all the chiefs of the Quraysh were standing in humility and shame. Those who used to go to great lengths to try and eradicate Islam, those who used to deny the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, those who used to do evil, those who used to swear at him, those who used to insult his honor, those who used to throw stones at him, those who used to lay thorns in his path, those who used to oppress the poor and helpless Muslims, those who used to lay them on scorching sand, those who used to heat iron in fire and sear the bodies of Muslims. Today, they were in the custody of the army of Muhajireen and Ansar, whose swords were waiting for a signal from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But may we be sacrificed upon the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as he established an enduring and universal model of his high morals for the entire world. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said in his gracious tone, "There is no blame on you today. Go, you are all free." It is written in Sirat-e-Halabiyya that many people entered the folds of Islam on hearing this from the blessed tongue of the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, we were listening to this Madani pearl. However, welcome back. Smiling for a Muslim brother is sadaqah. Calling towards goodness is sadaqah. Forbidding evil is charity. Guiding the lost is sadaqah. Helping those with weak vision, it is also sadaqah and charity. Moving a stone, thorn from the path, it is sadaqah and charity. And putting water from your bucket into the next bucket of your brother, it is also charity. Allahu Akbar. Now when sadaqah is mentioned, charity is the concept that normally comes to mind to describe what is sadaqah. Every time we say give sadaqah, a person's mind fawran, instantly and immediately it goes towards charity. Without doubt, charity is indeed also referred to as sadaqah. Whilst discussing this topic, the definition of monetary charity will also be clearly understood as to what is actually meant or explained in this, dear viewers of Madari channel. Let's understand what is this sadaqah referred to as. It is that gift which is not given with the purpose of increasing one's honor or to be praised. Rather, it is only given with the intention of being rewarded by Allah Azza wa Jalla. You expect nothing in return except for Allah's rahmat and His pleasure. But this is sadaqah. You only expect a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. If this was never our niyat until today and we say, I gave sadaqah, I want to give sadaqah, then make this intention. If you gave somebody something and he did not say thank you to you, then don't allow your heart to break. You done it for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. Why do you expect a thank you from him? And a person who receives should form the habit of gratitude. The attitude of gratitude is very important. There should be a balance. Adopt the policy of this, for Allah azza wa jalla will increase you in your wealth. So, this is the internal disease. We need to affiliate ourselves with this movement of Quran and Sunnah, inshallah azza wa jalla. Trust me, dear viewers, by doing this, many, many problems will come to an end. Look at the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he would smile. Dunya mein to aap muskura karke, apne tabassum ke zariye se, toote huwe dilo ko aap jod diya farmate the. He would join the aggrieved hearts, the broken hearts together, but sirf dunya mein nahi, balki akhirat ke din mein bhi. Even on the day of judgment, those people who will be crying, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be assisting and helping them. Allahu Akbar. Look at how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barkat, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says,
Peshe haq mujda shafaat ka sunate jayenge. Peshe haq mujda shafaat ka sunate jayenge. Aap rote jayenge. Humko hansate jayenge. Aap rote jayenge. Humko hansate jayenge. Peshe haq mujda shafaat ka sunate jayenge. Wusate di hai khuda ne damane mahboob ko. Jurm khulte jayenge. Aur wo chupate jayenge. Jurm khulte jayenge. Aur wo chupate jayenge.
Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, niyat farma le ki inshallah sadqa, khairat dete rahe. Smiling is charity, monetary sadqa is also charity, but remember, don't only let your mind go there. There are many other forms of charity, dear viewers of Madani channel. We have given the various forms of charity. Aur agar aap chahte ki hamari duaen qubool hon, if you want your duas to be answered, dear viewers of Madani channel, then also adopt this line of charity. It is part of the etiquette and mannerism of dua that if you want your dua to be accepted, Allahu Akbar, perform a righteous action. By doing this, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla will be directed towards him, the one who is making the dua. Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive him. Giving sadaqah, especially privately, has great effect. You don't have to give it around the whole dunya. You don't have to show every person what you have given and how much you have given and to whom you have given. If it is done for the pleasure of Allah, keep it in secret. If we can smile with the outsiders, I'm sure we can smile with the insiders too. Just as you smile with your customers, smile with your children, smile with your family, keep them happy as well. Smiling is healthy, dear viewers. Keep smiling and keep reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good. This is what we leave you with, and our maqsad and our mission is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.